State. This is the Pennsylvania Voter ID Coalition.
Volunteers gather on a Saturday morning.
We'll be hanging these on every door that we can see.
They are canvassing Philadelphia neighborhoods with information on the state's new voter ID law.
Well, they got me already done it, so.
The Republican-sponsored law requires voters to have state-approved ID to vote. But more than 700,000 voters may not have one.
Nobody in school spoke Spanish.
Bob Praviti is with the nonpartisan Pennsylvania Voter ID Coalition.
We think that there's going to be a lot of people surprised when they show up this year. And we're trying to alert as many people as possible that they need to have this photo ID before the November 6th election.
Currently valid or expired less than 12 months.
Critics say the law is a thinly veiled attempt to disenfranchise minority voters who voted for President Obama in 2008. Charles Warner is a Philadelphia voter.
A lot of African Americans don't have IDs. And some of our Spanish Americans don't have IDs either. They don't want them in. They don't want them in the office no more.
Republican state officials declined our requests for interviews. They argue the law is necessary to prevent voter fraud.
This is
Democrat Stephanie Singer is chair of the Office of City Commissioners, which oversees Philadelphia's elections. She disagrees.
I think that this law, it's not an end, it's a means to an end. And the purpose of the law is to suppress the vote of certain groups of people. And the way to win over this law is for those people to vote.
More than 30 states have considered voter ID laws since the 2008 election. Benjamin Todd Jealous is president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
The color barrier was broken at the White House for the first time in U.S. history by the largest, most diverse presidential electorate ever. And so it should not be surprising historically that we're facing a wave of voter suppression efforts that are designed to shave off tens of thousands of votes.
Advocates argue voter ID laws are widely supported by both Democrats and Republicans. Justin Danhoff is general counsel for the Conservative National Center for Public Policy Research.
Georgia and Indiana had voter ID laws on the books on the last election, and what they saw was actually an increased turnout in the same voting blocks that the ACLU and the left claimed wouldn't come out.
These opponents of the law will have to wait until October 2nd for the lower court to determine whether voters have enough time to obtain proper ID before the November 6th election. Jeff Swikord, VOA News, Philadelphia.